Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Do you have a desire to seek God? Then today's story is for you. This is the continuation of my series, Elijah the Prophet. Elijah has taken a long journey to meet God at the mountain of God. Take heed and listen to where he finds God on the mountain. Elijah arrived at the mountain of God and climbed high up into the mountain. He entered a cave and sat down and waited for God to arrive. A great windstorm hit the mountain, ripping rocks off the face of the mountain. Yet Elijah just sat there. An earthquake hit the mountain and shook it at its foundations. Elijah just continued to sit there. After the earthquake, a fire started ravaging the top of the mountain, and he still just sat there. Elijah then heard a gentle breeze blowing outside the cave entrance. He stood up, wrapped his face with his cloak, and stepped out into the cave entrance. Behold, a voice said to him, "What are you doing, Elijah?" "Lord, I've been very zealous for you, but the sons of Israel, they've torn down your altars and killed your prophets. I alone am left, and now they seek to take my life." "Elijah, I still have 7,000 men in Israel who've not bowed down to the god Baal. Go, I have work for you to do. Return by the way of the wilderness of Damascus, anoint a new king for my people of Israel, and anoint Elisha as your disciple." Elijah started down the mountain in search of his new disciple. The story is clearly a reflection of the Christian walk. Are there times when you feel like you're the only one standing against the world? God has a message for you. You're not alone. I hope today's story was an encouragement, and Elijah's story is not over yet. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.